This is John Batchelor, observing the first year of King Charles. I asked Gregory Copley, my colleague, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, an Australian national, meaning he's part of the Commonwealth, to measure King Charles's first year. Gregory emphasized energy, great energy, and also affection for his job. Here's Gregory.
Well, it's been a very successful first year. He's shown dynamism. He's shown that he's reinvigorated the monarchy as an institution. He's shown that it has continued to evolve and has been flexible in dealing with the new realities of life for the post-COVID world particularly. He has identified more with the people at a grassroots level than the Queen was able to do. The Queen empathized very much and was very much loved at all levels, and particularly at the grassroots level in the Commonwealth. But Charles has been out there, if you like, mixing it up with the people. I've commented that he needed to really show his face in the Commonwealth countries again, and it's been difficult because Canada has been undergoing a degree of internal political meltdown itself, and Australia is getting ready to have a couple of referendums. One of these referenda is one on what's called the Indigenous Voice to Parliament, which it's proposed that a new body be created of Indigenous Australians, which would have their own parliament and which would then advise the normal parliament as well in Canberra. The referendum on that is critical to Prime Minister Albanese, because if that voice to parliament referendum passes, then he will go ahead and have a referendum on whether Australia should abandon the monarchy and become a republic. If he does not win that referendum on the voice, then he's unlikely to hold the referendum on the republic. And it now looks as though that referendum on the voice to parliament for the Indigenous population will not pass, and therefore it would be risky for the government to try another referendum. And referenda are difficult to get passed in the Australian voting system. And there are good reasons why the referendum on the voice, Indigenous voice to parliament, would not fail, would not succeed, is because it's seen as not actually doing anything for the Indigenous population other than a PR stunt for the almost 100% white government of Prime Minister Albanese. So the reality is that King Charles can't yet get out to the Commonwealth as much as he would like. He's done a great job in this first year of consolidating his and his heir's popularity among the British public in the United Kingdom. That's important because it's not just about whether he is seen to be a good monarch and that he's kept the monarchy adapting to the situation, but he has to show that there is a continuity of governance coming down the generations, and initially with, of course, the Prince of Wales, Prince William, and his heirs. And so that's now been established. And a lot of the noise about the succession has been put to rest. So this is a great achievement in the first year. And it's perfect that it's coinciding, of course, with the 73rd birthday of his younger sister, Princess Anne, who has proven to be the most competent and hardworking of the family. And I remember when the first time I saw her, she was just a little girl, and Prince Charles, the older brother, was keeping her in line in public outings when she was getting a little petulant. But now she has grown into the most incredibly single-minded and intelligent person. And she's, of course, one of the key councillors of state for King Charles at the moment.
A note about William the heir. I'm John Batchelor.